Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, Faithful? It is great to be with you guys today. It is Monday, August 10th. 49ers just wrapped up their very first installment of the next week of practices. And this kind of almost brings the conclusion to training camp this week because, man, Thursday you have, you know, your very first preseason game against the Titans. Tomorrow, your very first joint practice. So, like, the transition from training camp into preseason, which is a little bit of a weird demarcation in today's NFL because of the joint practices and how valuable those are to the 49ers. They value those way more than they do the actual games themselves. But a lot of different things to take away today. You heard from Kubiak. You got to hear from Dominique Pooney at the podium, Marquis Siegel at the podium. A lot of very, very good conversations and questions and just some more insight. We've got injury updates. We've got new roster moves as they shake the back end of the roster and the offensive line. Lots of different things to get to. And as always, we're going to be here with the live chat. Appreciate all the hashtag CCs. Monkey in first today. What's up, Steven? He's in second. Love all the countdown crew. You guys are the best. So any questions that you guys have, please let me know as we dive into this conversation. Shout out to Philip, man. He is a legend. Great to see you in here, Philip. And our executive producers, have to say thank you to David Gill, Corey Robbins, and 49ers George 365. They make every episode possible for the 49ers Rush Podcast. Oh, what's up, Arizona Chapter in the house? I love it. Let's go. Let's see where the Niners improved. And if I'm going to be very honest, the injury front, I didn't really, there's no major, like, oh, no way. Christian McCaffrey did not practice today, okay? Now, whenever you see that, you have to take it with a grain of salt. I'm not saying he is injured. I'm not saying he's not. But if you go to the prior training camps, Christian McCaffrey used to take every third day off. Him and Trent Williams used to basically miss every third day of practice. That has not been the case this year. But when Kubiak got out there, he was basically leading the offense, definitely the team. I know Forster's the head coach in charge, assistant head coach. But he said, you know, Christian McCaffrey always has his rep count, and we're right on track, just managing as we go, a little sore, but he is fine. I'm not overly concerned with the Christian McCaffrey news of not practicing today. The biggest issue that I have with Christian McCaffrey not practicing is that Kalen Black's also not practicing. Jordan James is also not practicing. Isaac Garrido's not practicing. Your top four running backs not getting work. That's the biggest, like, man, like I get you're going to rest your workhorse 30-year-old running back Christian McCaffrey coming off a 2,000-yard season. That's great. But the opportunity cost whenever injuries or rest days happen is somebody is getting that extra work in camp. That's not the case for the 49ers. The injuries at the running back position are just absolutely insane. And Kyle Juszczyk has a broken finger. So you're talking Patrick Taylor, Khalil Herbert, Sincere McCormick. And the one thing that I can say, the biggest positive is that Deebo Samuel is getting work in the running back room. And Kubiak talked about that, how they're going to move them all over. And, you know, Deebo was on with NFL Network too briefly on an interview today after practice where he said, you know, they're using me everywhere. Deebo was returning punts for the first time this training camp. I think that's huge. I want him involved in that race as well. Kick return, obviously, he's going to be involved in that. So just the, and I almost want Deebo to be used as a running back more than I want him to be used as a wide receiver, as that Z wide receiver, personally. I want him to be used all over the place, and I want 20 to 25 snaps a game, not 40 to 45. I don't want Shanahan to over-target him and force-feed him and all those kinds of different things. But it is nice to hear that Deebo is getting work in the backfield. He is returning punts, kickoffs, all those different things. I think that's huge. And right here in Torres, yeah, no new injuries so far. So far reported. Now, still no Nick Bosa. He's missed 4 days in a row with soreness. Again, Nick Bosa way ahead of schedule. Cannot believe he wasn't on PUP to start camp. But 4 days in a row, start the alarm, DEFCON levels, all that stuff, whatever. You got to have Nick Bosa to compete. You have to. When he plays, the 49ers are incredible. When he's not out there, 49ers defense, you can patch together some stuff. But without Mikal Williams and some other guys out, you got to have Bosa out there. So we'll see with that. Still no, you know, Mike Evans, even though he's jogging routes and stuff on the side. Christian Kirk still not back. But you did get one player back, a rookie. Carver Willis is back. And not only is Carver Willis back, he's getting his first snaps at left guard with the second team, which is good for him. He's been getting right guard snaps with the third team. Now he's getting second team snaps. I think that that is huge. You're kind of moving all that stuff around. And Chris Forster talked about, you know, Connor Colby, Robert Jones, Carver Willis. You're moving those guys around. And one of the guys that was heavily involved in those rotations was Nick Sakell. He has been for the past four seasons. He gets released. 49ers bring in offensive line Doug Kramer Jr., sixth-rounder, was drafted in the 2022 draft class by the Bears in the sixth round. He's 6'2", 300, versatile guy. He's played 18 games but never started, 86 offensive snaps, 52 special team snaps. I don't want to say that I hope this is the end of Nick Sakell, but the writing was on the wall. Like, he just could not find a spot where he was useful. His best trait was locker room guy, Brock Purdy's old roommate, could play multiple spots on the inside, couldn't play any of them well. I remember being at training camp years ago when they first tried him at center. He made it through a quarter of the practice and they fired him. Go back to guard. But he's been terrible at guard, and you can tell when Nick Sakell comes in, bad things are going to happen. Like, the defensive linemen are licking their chops every time to go against them. And this is just part of that recycling of the back end of the depth chart that the 49ers do every single training camp around this time. Let's increase the 91 people that know our scheme to about 120 and just churn the back end of your roster. And they do it at every single position so that there's a wider pool of guys to pull from during the season that know our playbook a little bit. Maybe you catch fire, somebody catches on. But it's just, it's a revolving on the back end. We know Nick Sakell's not going to make this roster. I wouldn't be shocked if he gets brought back at some point as a practice squad guy because he can play so many spots, because everybody does like him in the building so much. I wish Nick Sakell would just become a coach. Like, Shanahan loyalty program is undefeated, and obviously Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch love this guy. When they drafted him, they said he's as close to a gold helmet as we can get. NFL playing career just hasn't panned out. But he is smart as hell. You know, sports science and media and all that stuff at Fordham. Yeah, very, very smart. Dude, get this guy coaching or put him in the analytics department. I think he wrote his thesis on, like, Barry Bonds' on-base percentage or something, right? Like, let's allow, like, I feel like the Nick Sakell experiment has run its course. I don't like being a guy that says, like, people's career should be over. I'm just saying, dude, you might have a future elsewhere. You're obviously beloved. It's just the play just hasn't been there for Nick Sakell. So that's kind of where it is. What's up, Dan? Says, what's going on, Faithful? So glad to be here with you today. That's what I say. Dan, you are the freaking man. Oh, applesauce. Oh, no. I got a lot of comments on this one. And every time I cringe just a little bit. Hamstring a day is the 49ers way. No new hamstrings reported. So maybe the cringe phrase that we came up with a couple shows ago was enough to do away with it. Perhaps we satisfied the hamstring gods, the soft tissue gods, and we are done with that. But yeah, thank you, Applesauce. You are the freaking man. Appreciate you guys. Everybody showed up in here. Yeah, and again, if you're looking for positives, no new reported injuries. No new reported injuries, and again, this is coming off a day off after your hardest practice of the week, which this is the time whenever you usually get that slew of, oh, this is when you first found out Mike Evans wasn't practicing, this is when you first found out Stribling wasn't practicing, all those times in the past training camp. So to make it through this giant hump of a day, It's just like, okay, I know it's a Monday, but we got over it. It's like somebody's got a case of the Mondays. Hell no. I imagine somebody get beat up saying something like that. What's up, Jax? Appreciate you guys. Lukey, appreciate you, man. The only roster move I want, John, is Vita Vea to the San Francisco 49ers. Yeah, they've come out, the Bucks, and said, we're not trading them. I would not trade them either. Like, he is there. Their offseason has just been so bad. And anytime you talk about trades, you've got to talk about it from three vantage points. You got to look at it from the 49ers' perspective. You got to look at it from the opposing team, the Bucks, and the player, Vita Vea, right? Vita Vea wants to come to California. He's from right up the road. He's from Milpitas. And he said he wants to go to a California team. The 49ers, I don't know if they're willing to give up the draft capital it would take to get him. I think it costs a second round and probably a sixth, maybe a little bit more, second and a fifth, just based on precedent with what happened to the Leonard Williams trade, who was a year younger. But the Bucks, like, you got to have three to tango. You got two, maybe two. You got one. Vita Vea would love to come here. I'm not sure the 49ers want to give up a lot more draft capital than they already have for defensive tackles. And I'm damn sure positive that the Bucks are not open to losing another franchise key piece to the 49ers. I just don't see it. Like, if I was the Bucks and I was going to trade Vita Vea, I'm trading him out of the conference, period. Definitely not to another pro, you know, playoff contending team that just took Mike Evans and made us look bad. And on top of that, you didn't get the Baker Mayfield extension done. Levante David retired, another stalwart. Like, everybody's, all the players in the locker room's upset you kept your coach, Todd. But, like, dude, you can't take that many PR hits. I just don't see it. I'm from Texas, and one of the worst things that could ever happen is whenever it's dinner time and you don't have what you need for the dinner for the family. And so I'm a big steak, barbecue, you name it, grill out. That's what I love. And that's why I use Omaha Steaks. So whether it's a rushed weeknight or a Saturday cookout, you can have quality protein on hand when you need it. Ribeyes for a special occasion, juicy burgers for a cookout, grilling chicken, seafood, gourmet Franks. Omaha Steaks has what you want. Plus, they now have sides, desserts, and more. So a great dinner is minutes away. And the best thing about it is, it's steakhouse quality without the steakhouse prices. There's no more last-minute run-its to the store. It arrives vacuum-sealed, frozen, ready to go. And if you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the perfect introduction. For just $79.99, you get 20 premium steak burgers crafted from five distinct cuts of steak. You get four filet mignon burgers, four New York strip burgers, four ribeye burgers, four brisket burgers, four sirloin burgers. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, you get $35 off with the promo code BEEF, B-E-E-F. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. As someone who travels nonstop for sporting events at the 49ers Rush Road Trip, I can tell you one of the most difficult things is the logistics. Finding out where to stay, how to get there, the timing, how to get your whole group, everything all together. Well, Outdoorsy solves all of these problems. And thousands of RVs and campers nationwide are available right wherever you are. And there's so many ways you could do it. You could drive the RV yourself, you can tow it, or you can have it delivered and have it fully set up at your destination. It's so simple. It's three easy steps. You search and choose an RV that fits your trip and group size. You book with confidence. It comes with insurance, customer support, protection, all that's included. Then you hit the road or arrive and relax. Whether you're driving, towing, getting it delivered, it doesn't matter. And so for sporting events, you want to go check out the World Cup this summer. You're wanting to, it's the 100th anniversary of Route 66. It doesn't matter what you want or need. They have you covered. So right now, my listeners can have all service fees removed, completely removed from their booking in 2026 with code 49ers. That's 49ERS at outdoorsy.com. That's OUTDOORSY.com and use code 49ers at checkout to remove all service fees. Yeah, Maria, well said right there. Is Bosa holding in? That's the talk. Those are jokes. Bosa is still under contract. Good Lord. I think for like 3 or 4 years. And that's a positive. Let me see here. I want to make sure that we get this right. Nick Bosa is currently signed all the way through, 2028. So, no, it's not a hold-in. He has 3 more years under contract. But I get the joke. I do get the joke. It's not there. Appreciate you guys. What's up, Ben? Glad to see you here. Let's go Olds. Yeah, I'm part of that team for sure, man. And I have no problem with CMC taking a day off. I'm shocked it took this long to get there. What's up, RTP? My man. Niners roster is more golden than ever. It's getting older. It is getting older. It's bad. Right here. Yeah, Debo can play change of pace running back. I like him getting the reps. I don't want him to be the number two running back. I want Debo to be the third down running back all the time. I'm cool with that. And I want more of the CMC Debo backfield play. Like, there were a couple times in 2023 where you're in 20 and 21 personnel, right? Two backs, no tight ends, or two backs, one tight end when George Kittle's out there. But you got Brock Purdy in shotgun. You got CMC to one side, Debo to the other side in the backfield. They flare out. Now both flats have to be respected by the safeties and linebackers. The middle of the field's like the Red Sea. It's just wide open. Now you have vertical threats on the outside. Good Lord, pick your poison. You don't take the flats, that's an automatic check down to a ball carrier in space. Leave the middle of the field occupied, George Kittle's going to kill you. You're not playing, shell coverage. You got Deshaun Stribling or Mike Evans on the outside. Like, you just got to pick. It's like a domino. It's like a 2-1-2 press situation that you got to run from a basketball concept. Like, that's what I want. Like, stress the defense that way. Get those two guys in the backfield at the same time. I love that. I really, really do. And whenever they did it back in 2023, it was just so bad. It was awesome. 2024, they got away from it. Debo wasn't Debo any longer. CMC wasn't playing. You didn't get to do it. Then Debo demands a trade, forces himself off the team, but now he's back. And one of the things that I laughed a lot at, this was on NFL Network. They're interviewing Debo, Ian Rappaport, and Debo kind of throws shade. Like, there are certain, news breakers. Ian Rappaport's definitely up there. Like, laughed. And he goes, he started laughing, like, man, how'd you feel whenever this trade went down? And he goes, you know Terry, talking about his agent. He's like, you know where you get your information from. I was fine. Like, it wasn't that big of a deal, but I thought it was funny. I might have been the only person that thought it's funny because a lot of these insiders, not saying that's Ian, might be saying it's Ian. They're just mouthpieces for the agents to put information out there to break the news first. I just would hate that life. Like, man, if somebody asked, like, hey, Chapman, we're going to double your pay, but you have to be an NFL insider, I would flip you off. Like, I would not even just reject the job. That just sounds like hell. Like, one, agents are my least favorite people in the world. I understand that they serve a purpose and their job is to take care of their players, but they're the worst humans I've ever dealt with. And sadly, I have to deal with them. Not all of them. Some agents are great, but like, I just do not want to live my life trusting the words of agents and having to be their mouthpiece. Oh, that's gross. It's disgusting. They don't want to take a shower. Anyway, I thought that was hilarious. Right here. Atomic, love seeing the Debo interview, wearing the Niner gear. It's great to have him back. Love the energy. Looks the part. And, like, again, returning punts, getting work in the backfield, lining up all over the place. That is huge. And, again, you go back to the quote from Kubiak at the presser today after practice. Quote, Debo is in great shape and can run all day. Our plan is to affect the game in a lot of ways with Debo in a multitude of spots. That is music to my ears. Do not just keep that dude at AC as the Z. Don't do that. 1-7. I like this. Let all the soft tissue injuries happen now before the start of the season. Get all the calluses in. That's right. Get in there, man. Right here. Remember that time we came out of the half running Jennings and took the Debo handout? Yeah, handoff. That I forget what game. I was at that game and I was like, was that just a freaking handoff play to Juwan Jennings? It didn't go well, by the way. I want the jumbo sweep back where you freaking do the jet sweep but with Kittle. Why not? Why not? I would not be upset about that at all. Yeah, we're just a football show here. We're talking football stuff. Appreciate you guys. Right here. Bosa won't be extended, John. I'll take that bet. I'll take that bet, Tommy. You're a friend. The contract says he's going to be extended. It's going to happen. And I am not worried about Bosa long term. I was not expecting Bosa to come off the pup until after the first or second preseason game. The fact that he got, you know, a week and a half of practice in, way ahead of schedule. Way ahead of schedule. Yeah, Dale, you got to calm down with that stuff, man. Keep doing your thing. I appreciate you, buddy. But yeah, we're not. Bosa's like one of the most untradeable players. Dude's 28. He ain't going anywhere. He signed for 3 seasons. Like, he ain't going nowhere. I get it. You might not like him, and that's okay. I'm not saying you got to like him. He ain't going nowhere. That's just me. Right here, any observation on how Carver Willis looked in his first reps back? No, did not get any of those out there. He's repping with the twos at left guard, so that's new for him. And, you know, again, the Kubiak presser, yeah, like you look for keys that you're trying to kind of discern and like figure out, like, okay, what can we derive from these comments? Kubiak was asked about the left guard spot, and he's like, yeah, there's those two guys. That's what he said. Connor Colby and Robert Jones. Robert Jones has been getting the ones. Connor got the ones there earlier, but he's like, we always knew they were going to battle. He's like, left guard is an open spot between those two guys. Those two guys. And he said Connor and RJ are going to be getting a lot of snaps well into the preseason games. It's a two-horse race. I've been saying this for a long time. A lot of people saying Brett Toth. I just didn't see. I think they want him to be the backup center slash versatile piece, plus the injury he missed times with. It's two guys. Carver Willis was never intended to be this backup, just like Enrique Cruz was never intended to be the backup left tackle. Not this season. They're project long-term plays that the 49ers finally invested some offensive line draft capital, but it's long-term. It's developmental. Those guys are not in competition for any of these starting roles or backup left tackle role. They're not. Now, I will say my favorite blocking play this camp that I witnessed was Carver Willis blowing up Sebastian Valdez. Dude destroyed him. It was awesome. It might have been the play he got a concussion, which I hope not, but I'm glad that he's back. Very, very glad that he's back. Nuche has been killing it. John, shut up, man. Oh, man, you guys are great. Right here, Dale, appreciate you, man. John, tell me about the safety play. That's the part I really care about. I think the biggest weakness roster offense defense is the safety spot. Marquis Siegel got his first chance at the podium today, which I love. Give the sophomore some, you know, confidence. Try to build that up. I think that that's huge. Some of the tidbits that I took away from his presser, talking about how Raheem Morris, you know, allowing us to play more aggressive, even more, the next DB, every single defensive back that gets to the podium says the same verbiage, the same line. We're not thinking, we're going out there and playing. We're just trying to make plays. And it was kind of funny because they asked him about last year and kind of how he took away last year, and he said the same thing we've been screaming since probably week two last year. Marquis said, quote, I was always in the right spot. Just had to start making the play, end quote. His offseason, which again, that second offseason, you have your rookie year. After your rookie year, that is one of the most important offseason. Kyle Shanahan talks about it all the time. Like your rookie year, going through the draft process, the combine, you've got bowl games, whatever else, all this different stuff. You don't really get an offseason getting ready for the NFL because you're working on 40s, combine, interviews, pro days, flying all over things, meetings, Topgolf, whatever, draft, all right, cool, contract stuff. Like you don't get time to prepare yourself for football. It's like an elongated job interview over the course of 3 months. But after your rookie season, that is where offseason kicks in and players get to build themselves for the NFL in an appropriate manner. Marquis Siegel said he gained 8 to 10 pounds this offseason because he felt like that was the best spot where he could keep his speed. So that was the amount of weight he could gain to keep his speed. Well, he's a 4-3 guy. Like, he could gain 25 pounds and still be faster than Jair Brown or Malik Mustafa. Like, he is that fast. He's by a full tenth of a second faster in the 40-yard dash than any other safety on the roster. Maybe not Ashton Davis, but Ashton Davis has proved your special teams only, break glass, case of emergency safety play only. He has not had a great camp defensively. Doesn't mean he can't make this roster, though. Special teams-wise, he's been with Brant Boyer his whole career, Davis has. But back to Marquis Siegel. You know, he was asked about Jerry Gray. Hook him, baby. It says, Jerry Gray has taken my football IQ to a whole new level. He's making it way easier out there. So I'm excited about Marquis Siegel, which I thought he would be starting this year, week one. I thought it would be Malik Mustafa and Marquis Siegel. Doesn't seem to be the same. That's not what it is. It seems like it's going to be Jair Brown and Marquis Siegel. You know, Malik Mustafa's still out with that hamstring, and it seems like it's kind of a rough hamstring because now you're two plus weeks in. Don't get the reps in a new system. You ain't playing, period. Now, maybe he'll catch back up to speed. He's getting middle reps. I get that. But, man, if you're a safety and speed's not your strong suit and you're coming off a hamstring, there's some red flags there. But I am excited about Marquis Siegel. I really, really am. He was one of my favorite players. He was one of the 10 out of 10, you know, 49ers fit that we had in that draft. I really like the player at K-State. He's just so tough. He just fit exactly what it means to be a 49er. So the safety position is rough. There's no doubt about that. Somebody's got to step up. Can Jair Brown stop making so many mistakes? The plays are there, making plays, getting pass breakups, all those things. Interceptions. He's got the best ball skills at that position, but can you eliminate the major negatives that Jair Brown brings consistently since he's played in the NFL? That's the question. Whenever his rookie year was his best year, well, now you're into the last year of your rookie contract, back-to-back horrid years from number 27. Can he elevate his play back to what he was? We'll have to see. Now, we got more comments. I want to talk about Dominic Pooney, some good things from his presser as well, right after this. Football is back, ladies and gentlemen. And whether you've been betting for years or you're just looking to get into the action for the first time, MyBookie is where I'm playing. I'll be sharing some of the spots that we're on, and if you want to follow along with us betting every single week, weekly, season-long, you name it, we post those at the49ersrush.com, every single bet we do, and on our Patreon channel, the 49ers Rush podcast. So, and that's the thing. You get a pick with MyBookie, whether you just want to jump in, you want to bet props, you want to bet over, under, you want to bet who wins outright, MVP, whatever sport, college football, NFL, doesn't matter. It is up on MyBookie, and they are ready to help you guys out. So if you're new to the club, here's what we're going to do. We're setting up a safety net. You get a bet back bonus. Your very first bet from $50 all the way up to $500. If you lose, you get it right back, plus a $25 casino credit. So sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code 49ers, 49ERS. Opt into our bet back bonus and take your first shot with a safety net. Football's finally here. Get in now and cash in with MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, and I mean anywhere. I bet in California, Texas, doesn't matter where you are. You can use MyBookie. Let's go. Let's go. Oh, check this out. Jonathan, appreciate you, man. How is starting NZ Niners channel? Fan since 1993, NFL Combines, Rugby, and Chess. Hey, man, go check them out. I'm not a competition guy. I don't believe in it. I believe in others. And, man, if that is something you want to do, why not try? Dude, also want to put out there, dude, 49ers Hub, one of the places I got my start at. Yeah, not a paid position, but they started promoting my stuff. I put some stuff up on their site. They're hiring. They're looking for, if you want to get your start in covering the 49ers in any way, go check them out on social media as 49ers Hub. Tell them John sent you. Great group of dudes. I've been on, like, they posted one of my videos breaking down Fred Warner's college tape, which, again, whenever I first started, I mean, shoot, you know, it wasn't my first job writing, but it was like one of the first times I was specializing Niners content, film breakdowns. And, like, yeah, I went back and clicked through the archives, and you can see me breaking down Jerick McKinnon tape and Kella Witherspoon and all that stuff. But, and Notorious, I agree with this. Like, if you want to start something like that, and it doesn't even apply. It's hobbies, jobs, side hustles, don't give a damn, retirement savings, don't care. Right here. It doesn't matter how you start, just that you start. You're going to adjust along the way. Just start. Don't look for perfection. Don't wait until everything is exactly the way you want it. Just start. Especially with YouTube. Nobody's going to watch it but your grandma anyway whenever you get started. You have time to kind of curve your path and figure out which way you go. I thought I was going to get my start in fantasy football. It was too saturated. A lot of the same conversations. It's like, man, nobody's really doing it. Like, I can't find something that nobody else is doing. And so, you know, eventually found my way to the 49ers and doing this. And, it's kind of worked out for me. I ain't going to lie. I, even though there's a lot of people out there with all the channels and whatever else, don't allow that to dissuade you from starting. And as always, email me, 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. I'm happy to have conversations to help. I don't want anything from you. But, man, if I can help you achieve and enjoy life better, one of us wins, we all win. Life is simple. Help somebody out. Like, come on, man. It's just simple. Have as much fun as you can. Help as many people as you can. Those two things, you follow those, you're going to be all right. Just don't hurt people. Don't hurt people, you're going to be all right. Anyway, take that for what you will. Now, other stuff with, as far as just practice notes that I want to get to, seems like Brock Purdy just keeps big plays. The gambles, the risk, the greedy Purdy continues. Matt Barrows had Brock Purdy going 11 of 16. Two deep bombs again. One to Deshaun Stribling. How great is it that one, Deshaun Stribling's back, but also that Deshaun Stribling's back playing outside in team. That is where I want him. Also, Purdy had another deep pass to DeMarcus Robinson, who just keeps stacking days continuously, but it wasn't all gold from DeMarcus Robinson. He did get Upton Stout had a pickoff, an INT against him in training camp today, so that's part of it. Now, I do want to talk about something that pissed me off a little bit. I hope I want to get to this. Dale, appreciate you, man. Appreciate the super chat. You are awesome. This is purely because you interact with your audience. Best YouTube to watch by far. Thank you, John. Man, Dale, that's awesome. And I know we don't agree on everything, but you are beyond always welcome. I appreciate you. I love seeing you in the chat because I know how active you are. And for the live audience, it is awesome, man. And very, very thankful for you. Hopefully one day we can hang out and share beer. First drinks on me always, no matter who you are. Now, probably my biggest critique, and I have lots of critiques, with the way in which 49ers handle rookies, which I think this is not a unique that's, you know, this is not a critique that's unique to me. The 49ers don't like to play rookies. And I also don't think that the 49ers plan for rookies is to play. I think that's problematic. When talking about Deshaun Stribling, Kubiak said, quote, "We're moving him around outside to inside and seeing how he handles it," end quote. I fucking hate it. It bothers the hell out of me. The other day with Romello Height, he was talking. He was like, yeah, they got me. They asked him what's the hardest part about camp. And he says, man, playing so many different spots, like moving around and, you know, playing on the line and off and coverage and backer and, you know, that fever backer thing that's the new buzz. I hate that. You simplify for your rookies so they can find a role. It's like you don't have a plan. Yeah, come on, man. Like, you should have a plan for how to use Deshaun Stribling. And I don't think that they do. They're just like, you're going to learn all three wide receiver spots and we'll see what happens. It's like, throw everything against the wall and see what sticks. No. Like, that is not, I don't like that. You should have a plan for how to get, now, maybe Deshaun Stribling goes out there and learns all three spots in the most complicated wide receiver scheme in the NFL, by the way, with all the motions pre-snap and whatever else. And like, dude, you're asking this guy to do advanced calculus. Now, one of the things that's great about Deshaun Stribling, he's been in not one, but two, but three separate types of offense playing multiple positions. So maybe the learning curve's a little bit less, but I don't like this. I really, really don't. I think you should have a plan for how to use Stribling and Romello Height and make it simple for them and then up the difficulty as they go through the season once they've shown they can master small amounts. Like, my teaching implementation is very drastic to what they are. And it's funny, I was talking to the wife last night, and she was like, how'd you sleep? And I was like, dude, I had three dreams about coaching football, which usually I have a lot of dreams about coaching football, but not three separate ones in the same night. I was like, oh, dang, am I getting the itch back? They weren't really happy dreams about coaching, though. They weren't, like, positive, like, oh, I got to get back out there. It wasn't that. Like, I miss practice. I do miss practice. Practice were always the best. Just seeing these players grow and building relationships and, you know, teaching fundamental. I love that stuff. But anyway, obviously Kubiak, Shanahan, all of them are 1,000 times better than I would ever be. I get that. I just completely disagree with the way in which they're handling implementing rookies. And it kind of goes step for step whenever you look at the non-elite talents brought in at the wide receiver position at rookies never playing. Now, first and second round picks have played wide receiver for Kyle Shanahan. Dante Pettis, Brandon Ayuk, Debo. That's pretty much it. Ricky Pearsall. Asterisk next to that one, right? But then you look at all the other wide receivers that just completely flamed out and never played at all, and just the doghouse and all those things. Maybe you're asking these guys to learn too much. I don't know. And this is just, dude, I'm so far behind in the chat. You guys are crushing it, and I appreciate y'all. Oh, look at this, man. We got a new member. What's up, Jonathan? Appreciate you, man. Became a new YouTube member. Thank you for supporting us. We appreciate everybody. However you watch and or listen, we appreciate you. And I understand there are different levels and not everybody can super chat and subscribe and support, you know, monetarily. That's okay. If you watch this and you enjoy this, we are thankful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. But yeah. I don't like it. Like, have a plan. Not, oh, let's give him everything and see what he can handle. Gabriel, John Chapman greater than Nick Sorensen. Yeah, man, that's pretty great. I love it. Anyway, yeah. Man, there's a lot of what-ifs out there, too. I get that. I'm seeing the Puka comments and the misses, but, like, dude, make it easy on your players. Like, we talk all the time about how great it is to have Raheem Morris here and how easy it is for all the defensive backs, and it's just simple and they don't have to think and all those things. But then you look at the flip side and the wide receivers that just can't figure it out, whether it's Jordan Watkins, Cowing, Danny Gray, fill out all the different wide receivers, but there's no criticism there. And I think that there is some criticism there, but I get pissed. I just get mad. Like, have a plan. Verbal Kent, come on, man. The man with the plan. Know what you're trying to accomplish instead of, let's just throw him in the sharks and see if he can swim. No. That's, like, make it easier on your guys. But that's not the offense's way. That is not the offense's way. And right here. Yeah, appreciate you, Chew. Kyle's staff needs to learn how to integrate young players and ramp them up as they get seasoned. The only rookies that ever play for the 49ers offense are guards. That's it. George Kittle did at tight end. That was in 2017 when you had nothing. But outside of that, rookies don't play. They just don't. Not at tackles, not at center, not at tight end, not at wide receiver, not even at running back, which is like the easiest thing. It's a problem. It just, it gets me a little bit. Yeah, Tommy, I'm smarter than you. I'm going to get what I want out of you, whether you like it or not. Yeah, it's a problem. Now, speaking of the one rookies that actually do play in Kyle Shanahan's offense, they're guards. Connor Colby last year, Dominic Pooney a few years before that, Spencer Burford before that. That's it. Guards. Rookies don't play in this offense, but Dominic Pooney did, and he did well. He was at the podium today, and he led off with, man, I feel a lot better than I did last year. That is huge. Now, he downplayed the injury, which we have not. We talked about the biggest reason for his struggles being injury-related to start the 2025 season, and it took him about half the year, and then something clicked. Well, he talked about how from halfway through the second year adjustments that he made technique-wise started to work, and it finally flipped a switch in his head. That technique just kept working. He didn't allude to what the technique was. He was even asked about it. He's like, yeah, I'm not going to talk about that. But he did talk about how Chris Forster kept telling him, this ain't going to keep working. This ain't going to keep working. This ain't going to keep working. And eventually, guess what? That technique didn't keep working. I wonder what it is. I'd probably have to go back and spend hours that I don't have to do that. But I wish we weren't coming off the move. And we have in-laws coming in tomorrow. Like, my life is about to get bananas, which it's just, I feel like it's just one thing after another, one battle after another, the Chapman summer. Like, good thing. If in-laws coming in town, it's a good thing. I'm excited, whatever else. But, like, I'm going to have to jump around time. We're not even unpacked yet. I don't even know how we're going to get it done, but whatever. We'll figure out how that is. But Dominic Pooney, you saw it last year where it was just like, damn, this guy is awesome. From the second half on, you could argue the most consistent, I think there's three incredibly consistent offensive linemen from the second half on. Trent Williams, Colton McKivitz, and Dominic Pooney. 60% of your thing. Oh, there we go. Yep, McGlinchey did play rookie year. Thank you. Appreciate that. Love it. Love it. Putting it out there. Well said. Well said. But Pooney also said that I see a lot of growth from Alfred Collins and spoke specifically about Sebastian Valdez, how he's his favorite player to go against and how he gets him ready in season, giving him different looks depending on who he's playing against as the scout team guy, which Sebastian Valdez won scout team player of the week several times. But Pooney said, feel like he's taking another step and is ready to put it all together. That is wonderful to hear. I will say in the training camps I've been to this year, the consistency is still a major issue with Sebastian Valdez. He is a major splash player that will be in the backfield and wreck a play and then get driven off the ball 4 yards the very next play. The consistency still has not been there. We'll have to see if that can translate with the joint practices, which start tomorrow. Oh, so excited. So excited. Wish I could be there. Family. That's what it is. It's what it is. Don't say things out loud, John. Don't let the intrusive thoughts win. Can't do that. Cannot do that. But then we've got, you know, the game on Thursday, which is going to be awesome. Really, really excited about that one. That's going to be a lot of fun. Oh, look at this. B19, first time seeing you in here. Appreciate you. Bad take, John. I love having conversations like this. Versatility is extremely important, especially with this team's injuries. They have a plan for all these guys, but they have to prepare for what happens when the plan doesn't work. I would argue with the track history at wide receiver, they have not had a plan, and that's why so many guys do not pan out. Technically, you've only had two pan out that you've drafted, two wide receivers. That was Brandon Ayuk, and that was, Deebo. That was it. Name another wide receiver that you drafted that worked. Even Juwan Jennings, you had to cut. Took him 3 years before he even got any playing time. Kendrick Bourne wasn't even drafted. He kind of got forced to play early because that was such a bad team. Trent Taylor, you got to go all the way back to 2017, 2018. So, yeah, but that's okay. Like, disagreements and conversations, like, are perfect. So, B19, I appreciate you putting that in there. I am all for way more discourse in any area that you guys want to go to. Appreciate you, man. Dan Case, a really complicated offense is not threatening if the players don't get to specialize. A jack of all trades is a master of none. Look at that. You can tell he's an education. You stud. Making it sound all smart. I just read Dan Case and I sound smart. that's what it was. And yeah, Dale right here. Honestly, if we get Brindle out of the center position, hell would freeze over. Don't expect it to happen this year. I do think this is the last year, and Carver Willis is the hope. Carver Willis is the hope. I want Carver Willis to be the long-term center. Brett Toth, I'd take him. But this year, it is going to be Jake Brindle in what is hopefully his last year, and he rides off in the sunset and goes coach, or, you know, he's a smart guy. I think he practiced law and all that stuff. John is going to need the I Survived the Summer of 2026 t-shirt. There we go, man. I appreciate you guys so much. Some positive news is they said they expect Black and James back soon. Believe it when you see it. Hey, I love that. They need to be out there. And the fact that they're missing week one, it's so problematic, man. These guys need reps. The 49ers don't trust running backs, not named Christian McCaffrey. They've missed now several weeks. How are you going to expect them and trust them in season? Are we just going to load up on Christian McCaffrey till he dies? I'm very upset with how the running back position has been handled this offseason. I really thought you should have moved on from Isaac Garrido, but I get it. Rookie contract, hard to trade. Nobody's going to want that guy. The most injured player in the NFL gets injured, his pec, but he's working out on the side. Like, you could see him. Like, he's looks close, but you can't trust him. You needed more running. You needed veteran running back depth. Like, there's guys like Najee Harris still out there. There are guys out there that have NFL experience that you could still go get. I don't like it. I really don't like it. And instead, you're getting Sincere McCormick, Khalil Herbert, and Patrick Taylor Jr. going to be getting 30 carries each throughout the preseason. Every single, like, you're missing opportunities. That's why I'm so upset. That's why I'm so upset. Ugh. Any observations on our guy, Alfred Collins? Yeah, Dominic Pooney talked about how, you know, there's been a lot of growth with Alfred Collins out there. And even Dominic Pooney said, just so good versus the run. He's got to add some pass rush to him. So, like, the 1v1s, which you're testing pass rush, that's not Alfred Collins. That's not where he's going to thrive. But he is just getting back out there, too. He had the shoulder surgery, played through that in the playoffs, had the shoulder surgery right after the playoff loss, missed OTAs, getting there. But the fact that Alfred Collins out there getting reps is huge now. Hopefully he can get some of that growth because he's got to learn to win early. Got to learn to win early. Ooh, look at Dead Case. Jalen Hurd doesn't count, man. I love Jalen Hurd so much. Ah. Yeah, he was awesome. Yeah, Jennings overall was a huge success as a seventh rounder, but you cut him, brought him back. He didn't play at all in the first two seasons. At all. And Ayuk only played his rookie year due to injury. Yeah, Kyle Shanahan talked about that a lot. Like, that was the COVID year. And he had the close contact, guys out, and all that, whatever else. And yeah, it was rough. That was rough, man. You guys are great. Thomas, I feel like Shanahan doesn't give rookies enough rope. When Cowan catches two 40-yard bombs and is banished to the Shadow Rams, something is fundamentally wrong with that. Did not get a target for another six consecutive weeks after that second 40-yard catch against the Chiefs. 6 weeks, not another target. And I get it, Cowan. I get it, but, like, adjust your system. If it's, like, it's one of my... I criticize everybody. I used to tell my players this. If I'm not giving you coaching points and I'm not criticizing you, I'm done with you. I'm coaching my best players hardest. I'm going to be more critical on team captains than anybody else. And if you don't like that, then you're not a captain. And I would also say, like, dude, you guys are kids. You're in high school, right? I coach at Duncanville. It's what it is. If I'm coaching you in a way you don't like, let's have a conversation. If I'm too hard on you and that affects, like, where you are, come talk to me. Help me know how to motivate you better. Because everybody is different. It's a little different when you're in the NFL, obviously. You're a professional. We're paying you millions of dollars. Shut the fuck up. Do what I tell you to say. And if you don't like it, then get the hell out of here. Like, that's different than coaching high schoolers. But I don't know. The results speak for themselves, and the results aren't good. You've spent the most draft capital on wide receivers since Kyle Shanahan's been here. Has not resulted in that. Really, really hasn't. You bring in vets. They seem to thrive pretty well. Emmanuel Sanders. DeMarcus Robinson's been really, really good for what you paid for. That's something as of late. Mike Evans, we'll see. All those different things. B19, appreciate it. Fair point, John. I think the plan for Stribling is to play the big slot JJ role, but also play outside in two wide receiver sets, which is why they need him to learn Z. That's too many. XY, or the F role, which is what they label whenever Juwan's there. But I don't know, man. It's a lot. Right here, who do you think will be running back 2 week 1? I think it's going to be Jordan James. I'm not going to shift. And the amount of time that Juwan Jennings, or my head's all over the place now, sorry. The amount of time that Kalen Black as a rookie is missing only benefits Jordan James because he's had a full year in the scheme, right? So because he's had a full year in there, I think that's why it benefits him more. I really, really do. So I think the running back too is going to be Jordan James. Probably going to be Debo. But I want Debo a specialized role. I don't want Debo out there first and 10 in the running back position. You know what I mean? I want that. I'd rather that be Jordan James or Kalen Black. I want Debo in a specialized pass set, second and long, you know, passing situations, whatever else. Use him as a traditional third down back. That's what I would like. That's what I would like. Yeah, Grindo's. Yeah. Anyway, do with that what you want. I'm trying to scroll through a lot of these different. Grindo's not a receiver, man. He can't even run screens right. Like, there were three times his rookie year where it was in a game, regular season, and it's just a halfback screen, and he freaking goes so wide, he catches the ball, turns around, and all of his blockers are 10 yards inside. Like, he can't even run that right. Like, I'm just so out on that player until he can prove to be healthy, can prove to have vision, can prove to make good reads. Like, if you can't run a screen route, I'm sorry. I'm not going to give you wide receiver snaps. That's just me. I don't know who started that whole thing, but like, that's okay. And maybe we disagree. Maybe he should be a receiver, but yeah. I'm out on that one. Anyway, what's up, Sin? Glad you guys. Right here, Burchard makes this team over Cowan, in my opinion. I don't see that. Cowan got blown up today by Fred Warner. Catch over the middle, but I don't think he made the catch. But anyway, there is a very different, you watch number 6 runner route, number 86 runner route, they're not the same human beings. Not even close. They're the same size. They're both tiny. But one of them's slow, and one of them is lightning quick. I'm not saying I'm all in on Jacob Cowing. I'm saying there's a clear path for Cowing to make this team, and that's punt returner. I want Debo to be the punt returner all the time, but he got his first reps there today, which I like. I can't find a place for Bergen, personally. He makes some spectacular catches, but everything is just level 10 difficult. But anyway, yeah, it's just there. Anyway, right here, Shade says, sit CMC till week 1 at this point. I would not be upset. Let him get some individual work. Do some one-on-ones, but I don't want him taking a lot more contact. That's just me. I don't. Now, I will say this. If you go to any 49ers road game, come party with us, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. We're going to be in Australia. We're going to be in Mexico City. We're going to be at Dallas. We're going to be in Atlanta and Seattle. We have a day before a pep rally from 2 to 6 p.m. Those are up at 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. And we have an all-inclusive premium tailgate, which we're stepping up our tailgate game this year. They are going to be freaking awesome. I cannot wait. Kids are free to every event we ever do. But the tickets are as cheap as they ever will be right now. So if you're planning to go to any of those games or you know anybody else, share the word. Hey, check out 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. It's on all of our socials. It's in the link to the description of this video / audio podcast. Please, that is one of the coolest things, and I want to meet you and say thank you. Getting to expand the faithful fan base, build the community. You want to get to know new fans, that is the place to go. It is an environment that we have created to build relationships amongst other people. We have mixers, all kinds of things that are going on, bingo, trivia, giveaways. My wife was upset at me with the move whenever we moved like 15 boxes and it's just 49ers jerseys, autographs, cards, all kinds of stuff that we just give away. Come join us, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Always a good time. Big Tone, appreciate Super Chat, man. One shows something in practice, the other one doesn't. I get you. Yeah, Cowichipto. Cowan is a flag football player. I thought that whenever he got drafted. I think him and Jordan Watkins fit that stereotype. I'm not sure how much of a football player they are contact football-wise. They both, yeah, should be there. Oscar, Black should be number two running back. I bet my bank account he hit 600 yards. You got to have Christian McCaffrey being out for a while. I just don't see CMC being the Cowboy back this season. I see 49ers running the two-back sets, especially with Kittle is back out. Yeah, I like that. It's just Black's got to practice. He's a rookie. He's a 25-year-old rookie. Running back's the easiest to get on the field. It's the easiest offensive position to learn for sure. Yeah, Black's look good. He passes the eye test when the pads came on. There is no doubt about that. Right here, Shane. Cowan got two targets, was awesome on both. Man, I wish the guy would get a chance. Let's see it. Use him in the preseason. Throw him the damn ball. Let's see him out there. He's banged up too. Notorious Chappers, if you have an official Juice autograph, let me know. I'll DM you. I do. I have a couple. We stock up. Now, I don't stock up on all these autographs to sell them. I do it because I want people to come to the events and walk away with a positive, literal, physical thing to celebrate. But yeah, I mean, and I know you're across the pond too, so get anyone. I do know that a lot of the UK faithful guys are coming out. That might be the best way to just get it in their hands. Yeah, DM me. Maybe we can figure something out. I appreciate Notorious. Yeah, DM me. We'll figure something out. Big Tone back again. Thanks for the super chat. Take off the coach glasses. Yes, one guy's fast and also terrible at not catching balls. Other one's slow, but doing his job as a receiver and catching the ball. Ooh, I've been to training camp. I've seen Jacob Cowan catch way more passes than Junior Bergen. I'm just telling you, like, Junior Bergen's running with the fours, man. Like, he's not out there getting reps with the ones. Now, the wide receiver rotation is different, but Bergen's on the back end. I'm not saying I don't think that there's a chance. Dude was on the practice squad all year last year. Nobody wanted him. Nobody wanted him. He hasn't shown. He's going to get the chance to go out, and if he can do some things in the preseason games, then we'll see. But I don't know, man. I see him, and I'm just like, dude, every single time he is fully blanketed. And yeah, he makes some catches. He does. That's awesome. I don't know. And I hope I'm wrong, and I hope Junior Bergen's the next Trent Taylor, and he's awesome, and whatever else. I'm just telling you, it's a rough road. It's a rough road up there, but that's okay. Big, if Junior Bergen's your guy, don't change based on what I'm saying. Let's see what happens whenever they're out there and they're playing in preseason, because he's going to get snaps because every other wide receiver is banged up and injured. So, yeah, do like, I'm not trying to dissuade you. I'm just telling you what I struggle. Nobody wants that guy. Cowan gets cut, he'll be claimed in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat, he's a fourth-round pick. And he's put up good NFL tape. And he's been a punt returner for an entire year without losing one turnover. Like, he's done it. That's the difference for me. Ben says, Junior Bergen gives me Ronnie Bell vibes. No particular reason, just gut feel. Yeah, tougher player than athletic. I like that. Shane, appreciate you, man. He says, the Road Rush parties are the best. Nothing better if you can go. Thank you, man. That is very, very kind. Ironically, Coach Glasses take the conspiracy over the or take the consistency over the splash. That is my thing, and I used to tell my players this all the time, and like Consistency is everything. And guys are like, did you see that play I told you? Like, no. Did you see the next play? I don't want negatives. I'll take a 3-yard gain 10 times in a row over a 12-yard gain and then a negative 1 yard. I'm telling you. Give me three yards every time. I hate the negatives. I hate it. And when we would grade our players, we would sit down, and every single player got their own score sheet, okay? And we would go through, and they would watch themselves, and they would grade themselves +2, +1, 0, -1, -2 on every single play. Then we'd tally that up at the end. I'd see how they graded themselves. I'd show them what I grade them. We'd go over the discrepancies and then what we would need to work on. That's what we did for every single player. You sit down with your position coach guys, and you do that. Negative plays, can't do it. Won't do it. Can't win with them. Maria, my 12-year-old is about to start 7th grade, and I've got the coach calling me, asking me to let him play football. It's Texas. It is real there. The 7th grade is when the pads come off for the school. Changed my life for the positive. I understand it's not for everybody, and you know, people are holding their kids out longer, and if you don't feel comfortable and don't think he's ready, then don't do it. I'm telling you right now, playing tackle football, I started playing at 3rd grade, probably explains a lot, but I would not have gotten out of my situation if not for football. And I've seen that happen for a lot of kiddos. But yeah, Maria, if you want to message me or whatever else and talk about the pros and cons and all those different things, yeah, more than happy to help. But I don't know. I let my kids play. I put my kids in flag football early. They don't do tackle football out here in California that young through the school. I wanted my kid to play through the school, and they did. And eventually I had to coach my kid because the coach quit, but whatever. I still think football offers a lot of character development, community, all those things. Big Tone right here. By coach classes, I mean from his production last year where he was dead in the water and now he's breathing, living body. Not saying, oh, I know that. I know that, Big Tone. I don't know if you're arguing with me or somebody else, but Big Tone, you're the man. No worries. Right here, Big Tone, this is literally the first podcast I've heard anything productive from Cowing on Camp, literally, and that's from multiple people. This is the first time I've heard anything positive. Interesting. I mean, I've been to multiple practices, and I haven't been at every one. I don't think he looks great. I am saying he does good things consistently. But, yeah, I'm not buying a Jacob Cowing jersey or anything like that. I just think he's making the roster personally. But I could be wrong. And I hope somebody rises up and takes the job from him. I'd be very happy with that. It's okay. I know Larry hates him. I know Larry hates him. But he loves Jordan Watkins. And I watch Jordan Watkins, and I'm just like, ooh, that is so soft. But Jordan Watkins gets open too. They're very similar. I don't like either one of them. Neither one of them are complete wide receivers. I don't like. But what else you gonna do? You gotta have somebody. Christian Kirk ain't practicing. You gotta have somebody. Let me see here. A couple more notes. Jack Jones had another interception today. It was against Adrian Martinez. So do with that what you will. Jordan Watkins did have a touchdown. So that was from Mac Jones in the red zone. Love that. Jordan Watkins getting open consistently. It just ball's got to be perfect or he ain't coming down with it. And I think Barrows even put out an article just talking about how, dude, he's just so soft. Just soft. Got to fix that. Let's see here. What else? I've got some more. I know I've got some more. But let's see here. A couple other just starred comments. Okay, they're the super chats. Yeah, we're good. So tomorrow is joint practice day. Going to be a lot of fun. 49ers get to play against somebody else. This period of training camp is concluded. It's now time for preseason. And it's going to be awesome to hit other guys. It's going to be awesome to see how your team does against other players. I think that is huge. You're going against a different scheme, a different front. All things are just going to be different. Different quarterbacks, different coaches, different play call. This is where you have this foundation of the depth chart now. And so it changes kind of three times. You have all the training camp, whatever else, until pads come on. That's your first demarcation line. That's bit my tongue. then you have preseason, and then you got the final 53. Nothing is solidified. Some of the greats obviously are. But, shoot, the battle at left guard, the battle at safety. When will Malik return and start getting snaps? Now, the guys that have been out, do not expect them to play this week. Thursday night. Don't expect to play against the Titans. I don't expect either three of the running backs to play. Definitely not Bosa. Definitely not CMC. Not Kirk. Not Evans. Don't expect those guys. The back end guys, man, 86, Junior Bergen. Let's see it. Right here from Ill OMG. Do you like Pauline over Watkins and Cowan? No, I think he's in that group. I do like Pauline. I like Grimes more, but I prefer outside wide receivers that can stretch the field vertically. Pauline's quick. Pauline's built like Cowan. He's tougher than Cowan. That's not saying much over the middle. I would say the toughness factor of those three, I would go Pauline, Cowan, Watkins, as far as just being physical at the catch point. But I'm not Cowan over Watkins, but Cowan's not very physical at the catch point either. Wesley Grimes, I'd take over all four of them. I wish Wesley Grimes would take them all. And I'd probably put Junior Bergen behind almost all of them, personally. And maybe that's where I'm at. Maybe that's a flaw in my own perception. And so, yeah, let's challenge that. And, thank you. Like, challenge me. Because I understand we all get kind of stuck in our ways. And I hope Junior Bergen goes out there and crushes it. And everybody says, in your freaking face. I'm not rooting against him. I'm not rooting against anybody that wears a 49ers uniform. Not doing that. So, Pauline is fast. Pauline is very fast. What did he run? I've got it right here. Let me pull up my little handy-dandy countdown guide. Will Pauline, he ran a 4.48, 5.9, 183, so not super, super fast, but, you know, stud special teamer. But while I got this pulled up, you know I'm going to talk about my man Wesley Grimes. 4.35, 6.2, 193. Like, I am biased. I want big-bodied wide receivers. I do. I get that every roster probably needs to have a little shifty something-something. Like a Jacob Cowan, like a Junior Bergen, like, you know, a Will Pauline. I want Wesley Grimes. I want 6'2", 193. That's faster. Wesley Grimes looks good. Looks good. But he hasn't played a lot in the slot. He's been outside. Yeah, appreciate you, Big Tone. I know, man. Dude, no ill will. Freaking nothing but love. Nothing but love. Disagreements are a great thing. These conversations need to be had. And challenging people on their preconceived ideas, what you're doing to me, I love it. Because now, I just want to watch 86 play football. That is what this is about. It's guys fighting for that roster spot. So, like, when you hear takes that you disagree with, the best thing that we could do is reevaluate, process new information, and then regather where you stand. I love it. Dude, I'm going to be watching 86 out there Thursday like nobody's business. And this is the best time. Oh, we get new tape on Thursday. I told you guys earlier, the in-laws are coming in town for several days. But my wife is taking them to Tahoe for 2 days, Thursday and Friday. And that NFL tape better come out Friday because I'm just like, I cannot wait. And for those of you who don't know, the way in which I feed my family and am allowed to do this full time is because of those that have shown grace financially to us through the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon channel. Now, it's not just give to support. You get everything. We break down every single offense, special teams, defensive play through coaches tape. You don't have to pay on NFL subscription sites and whatever. We give you every single snap. And as soon as you sign up, it's $8 a month. It comes out to like 30 cents a video, I think. You get access to the past 4.5 years of coaching tape, highlight videos. You want to watch the rookies. We have multiple videos over there, so you can watch them as soon as you sign up. So when the game is over Thursday, 49ers-Titans, film gets uploaded Friday. Oh, come on, NFL. I hope they get it done Friday. We will immediately start breaking down the coaching tape play by play, and I will show you what's good from Junior Bergen. I'm going to be watching the wide receivers like hawks on the All-22. You can't do that on broadcast film because they're not even in screen. Every single play offensively, stock up, stock down, you name it. The free videos are here on YouTube and podcast format. That ain't changing. This is episode 1690. We ain't changing that. But behind the paywall, which I hate that we have to do that, but YouTube and cease and desist letters from the NFL, I have no choice. So that is over there. So go sign up at the 49ersrush.com or patreon.com/49ersrushpodcast, whichever. It's the same content, just two different avenues to divulge it. We have a 7-day free trial. It won't cost you a penny. So if you're somewhere and you can't watch the 49ers preseason game, dude, go sign up. I'm going to break down the whole damn tape for you. Everything. And so you're going to get all of that. And if you just want to watch the tier one starters in the first quarter, cool. We break down half by half. We do the offense special teams first half, offense second special teams second half. We do defense first half, defense second half. So you get your little bite-sized chunks however you want to. That's all going to be loaded for you. And we start in the preseason. So if you sign up right now, if you go right now to the 49ersrush.com, sign up for a Frank Gore tier, 7-day free trial. Watch that. If you don't like it, it's not your speed, cancel, won't cost you a penny. Same thing over on the Patreon, 7-day free trial. Check us out, man. Support us. Now, if you like what we do, hope you stay and support us. We have tiers down to $2 all the way up to $20 plus. Come support us. That is the lifeblood, and that's why we get to do what we do. Steph, appreciate the super chat. Bet 13 plus wins and Super Bowl, 60-1 odds. But Phil's must, man, that is, there you go. Bet 10 bucks, win 600. That is a lot. The over under right now is 10.5 wins for the 49ers. So if you think the 49ers are better roster than they were last year, playing a third place schedule, man, head over to my bookie, use promo code 49ers. Throw down a bet for whatever you feel comfortable, $50 to $500. And if they don't do that, you get it all back. One-time rollover. Come on, man. If you feel that way, now if you think the Niners are going to bomb and you think they suck and you hate Kyle Shanahan, bet the under. You get a bet back bonus. So if you bet it, you don't even lose that money. Throw $100 down, click the opt-in, use promo code 49ERS. If they get it, you get that money back. And if they don't, guess what? You get another $100 to bet with. That's theirs. Ah. Yeah, 60-1. I love the British odds. You guys are the best. This has been fun. Love the disagreements. Love the conversation. Love the passion that comes across, Big Tone. You are the freaking man. Love it. Everybody, like, dude, challenge each other. Challenge me all the time. I'm an idiot. But I love you guys, and I love the 49ers. Can't wait. We'll be live tomorrow after the joint practices and press conferences are over with some updates, see how they did. Until that time. Stay strong, faithful.